Recorded Books presents Her Little Secret, His Hidden Heir by Heidi Betts. Narrated by Lawrence Bouvard.
Vanessa Keller, soon to be simply Vanessa Mason again, sat at the foot of her hotel room bed, staring at the small plastic wand in her hand. She blinked, feeling her heart pound, her stomach roll, and her vision go fuzzy around the edges. As bad luck went, this ranked right up there with having your plane go down on the way to your honeymoon destination, or getting hit by a bus right after you'd won the million-dollar lotto. And the irony of the situation. A harsh laugh escaped her lungs, taking with it a puff of the stale air she'd been holding on to for the past several minutes. She was newly divorced from a husband she'd thought was the man of her dreams, staying in a downtown Pittsburgh hotel because she didn't know quite what to do with her life now that the rug had been yanked out from under her. And if that wasn't enough to make her wonder where things had gone so wrong, now she was pregnant. Pregnant. With her ex-husband's child, when she hadn't managed to conceive in the 3 years they'd been married, even though they tried, or at least hadn't worked to prevent it. What in heaven's name was she going to do? Pushing to her feet on less than steady legs, she crossed to the wide desk against the far wall and dropped into its cushioned chair. Her hands shook as she laid the small plastic stick on the flat surface and dragged the phone closer. Taking deep, shuddering breaths, she told herself she could do this, told herself it was the right thing to do, and however he reacted, she would handle it. This was not a bid to get back together. Vanessa wasn't sure she would want to, even with a baby now in the picture. But he deserved to know he was going to be a father, regardless of the current state of their relationship. With cold fingers, she dialed the familiar number, knowing his assistant would answer. She'd never cared for Trevor Storch. He was a weaselly little brown-noser, treating her more as an annoyance than as the wife of the CEO of a multi-million-dollar company and his boss. After only one ring, Trevor's squeaky, sing-song voice came on the line.
Keller Corporation, Marcus Keller's office, how may I help you?
It's Vanessa, she said without preamble. He knew full well who she was.
He was probably...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?